WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry's hoping to make this year's 4th of July fireworks, in his words, bigger, better, and safer. In that spirit, there'll be more than just the usual event over the St. John's River. Five other parts of the city will get their own displays in order to help maintain social distancing. It'll also be broadcast live on TV. Statewide, there have been over 3,300 deaths out of more than 114,000 coronavirus cases. For the second straight day, 5,000 new cases were recorded out of over 3,700 infections in Duval County, another record daily increase. 64 people have died. In St. John's County, they have 599 cases. The governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all said that people coming to their states from Florida must self-quarantine for 24 days upon arrival. That order also applies to some other states that have seen a recent spike in coronavirus cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. We'll see hazy skies today with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The high reaches 96. Some clouds this evening with a low of about 75, and right now it is 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court gives the Trump administration several key victories on the wall, immigration, and those seeking asylum. The Senate confirms Trump's 200th judge. And Treasury sent stimulus checks to 1 million dead people, worth $1.4 billion.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
4 minutes after 6 a.m. Good Friday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. We're going to have a fast-paced morning show. A lot to talk about. All the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get on with the news. Again, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. As you know, June is the month where, guess what, a lot of decisions come down from the U.S. Supreme Court over the last couple weeks, some not so favorable to the Trump administration. But the administration this past week and over the weekend now gets several major victories in one big topic, dealing with the wall, immigration, and asylum. Host of Lou Dobbs Tonight. Lou Dobbs.
The United States Supreme Court handed down a decisive victory for President Trump and his immigration agenda. It was a 7-2 decision. The high court bolstered President Trump's ability to rapidly deport illegal immigrants, including those seeking asylum. The Supreme Court ruled that those seeking asylum do not have a broad right to have their case heard by a U.S. federal judge. The Supreme Court ruling with President Trump and supporting his decision to use $2.5 billion of defense funding to expand the border wall. The justices also ruling that President Trump, saying the president was absolutely correct in focusing on detaining illegals and making it easier for the DHS to detain illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds. The high court also agreeing with the president that he does indeed have the power to deny green cards to immigrants who require government welfare and assistance.
That's Lou Dobbs, again from Lou Dobbs Tonight. How did the liberal left react to this? Listen to CNN's Fareed Zakaria. He goes, as much as it pains me, he says, the asylum laws are being abused. He goes, oh, Trump is actually correct.
Given President Trump's mean-spirited and often bigoted attitudes on immigration, it pains me to say this, but he is right that the United States faces a crisis with its asylum system. Democrats might hope that the out-of-control situation at the southern border undermines Trump's image among his base as a tough guy who can tackle immigration, but they should be careful. It could actually work to the president's advantage.
And even he admits that the laws are being gamed by those that are trying to abuse it.
It's also clear that the rules surrounding asylum are vague, lax, and being gamed. The initial step for many asylum seekers is to convince officers that they have a credible fear of persecution in their home countries. Many simply use the system to enter the U.S. and then melt into the shadows or gain a work permit while their application is pending. Asylum is meant to be granted to a very small number of people in extreme circumstances, not as a substitute for the process of immigration itself.
President Trump, probably his biggest legacy, whether he stays one term or gets elected for a second term, of course, is going to be the confirmation of his 200th judge. Carrie Servino, former justice for Clarence Thomas, who was a law clerk, she says the president has confirmed more than his predecessors, and Obama left a bunch of openings take place.
The president did come into office with more vacancies than four of his five predecessors. This has been one of the crowning achievements of this presidency, is filling those vacancies, and especially the appellate court, because that's where 99% of cases end. They don't mostly get to the Supreme Court.
The liberal left doesn't like it. Listen to CNN's Don Lemon. OMG.
Oh, my gosh. The judges is stacking the court. This is why people who come on, some of the Trump supporters, and they say, this is why I can't stand anything else he does, but it's the policies. He's getting the judges through, mm-hmm. and he's getting a lot of them through, and people aren't even noticing. He had a milestone, as you said, 150 appointments.
Yeah, well, now it's 200. Fox News legal analyst Shannon Bream says what Trump is doing, it will take Democrats years to undo.
It is just part of the president's really record-breaking speed that he's been able to, along with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, get a number of judges from the district, the appellate, and the Supreme Court levels. It'll be a long, long time before Democrats can undo the work Trump and the Republicans have done to turn the judiciary rightward.
According to the CDC, COVID-19 has probably infected 25 million Americans have made contracted the virus, 10 times higher than the number of cases confirmed from thehill.com.
Nearly 25 million Americans may have contracted the coronavirus, a figure 10 times higher than the number of confirmed cases. The CDC director, Robert Redfield, said surveys of blood samples taken from around the country suggest that millions of Americans may have contracted the virus either without knowing it or with only minimal symptoms.
25 million Americans. The question is, what about those when it comes to hospitalizations and when it comes to the areas of death?
A staggering announcement from the director of the Centers for Disease Control, estimating that for every person diagnosed with COVID-19, 10 additional infections have most likely gone unreported, meaning there could be up to 24 million cases in the United States.
But are they asymptomatic? And most people are just not showing the effects of it. Here's CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He says even in states like Florida here, cases will increase, but it's going to be mostly among a lot of younger people, where they may not show any symptoms at all.
You know, the big concern always has been when you start to reopen, you knew there was going to be an increase in the number of people infected. I think the concern has always been, does that then turn into exponential growth? So, you know, that is the concern, I think, in Florida, you know, amplified by this idea that we have identified who the vulnerable populations are to this disease. A lot of people are going to get the infection and have very minimal symptoms. They may not even know they had it. They say some 80% of people will be like that.
Stimulus checks being sent out, more even being proposed, tax breaks, direct deposits into your bank account, still even being talked about it again. But from the Fox Business Network, Charles Payne, are you ready for this? The government admits over 1 million dead people got some money.
More than a million Americans who are dead received COVID-19 stimulus payments. And get this, folks, the tally, $1.4 billion. 1.1 million dead people got checks. That a lot of people had trouble getting those initial stimulus checks, and a lot of small businesses had trouble initially getting PPP checks. So when they hear this, they're going to be livid.
But from the Wall Street Journal's Jillian Mecker, she says this is kind of expected when you look at how government spending takes place. But she says it's also red flags should have been raised up when they immediately sent out this money.
But I think it's totally predictable. I mean, we see this anytime there's a government program. Waste, fraud, and abuse are completely standard. And especially with this program, how quickly they pushed it out. I think problems were inevitable. Now, what's disappointing about this in particular is it's not a new problem. You saw last stimulus, concerns in a similar way about money going to the dead. GAO raised red flags about this, but here we have the same problem yet again.
The latest poll numbers show Joe Biden's lead on President Trump has increased even more. Host of Special Report, Brett Baer.
The Democrat has a 9-point edge in Florida. In our latest poll, Trump took the state by 1 point in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. Biden leads by 2 in Georgia, a state in which Trump beat Clinton by 5. The margin is also 2 for Biden in North Carolina, which Trump won by nearly 4 points in 2016. And Biden leads by 1 in Texas, where the president won by 9 almost 4 years ago.
But what about certain groups? How are they going to vote? Here's Fox News' Peter Ducey. Independents are heavily breaking for that of Joe Biden.
Independents in 4 states Trump carried in 2016 are breaking for Biden by 22 in Florida, 18 in Texas, 17 in Georgia, and 20 in North Carolina. So some Republicans on Capitol Hill are urging the president to change his approach to pull independents to the right. There's reason for the Trump team to be hopeful. If the big issue on November 3rd is the economy, he's trusted to do a better job than Biden with that in battlegrounds Florida, Texas, Georgia, and North Carolina. And when it comes to best handling the coronavirus, voters in these battlegrounds states favor Biden over Trump by a narrow margin.
President does well when it comes to the economy. Former special assistant to that of the president and political director of the White House, Karl Rove, says if the economy is the issue in November this year, Trump possibly will win this election.
Handling the economy. Who do you think's better at handling the economy? Trump, 54, Biden, 42. The 54, I'd find out who those people are, because there's the winning margin in the election for the president. If he can keep those people convinced that he will do a better job of restoring the economy.
I think also in this issue, before we're going to break, just including the economy, I think this whole thing about defunding the police, the monuments and statues, the protests, I think are starting to now get a little fatigued from a lot of voters.
Exactly. And, you know, things could work in the president's favor. You know, I think one of the things, I tend to not be a poll denier. If there's a poll, I think it's probably accurate, especially if you're looking at the Real Clear Politics average of polls. But what surprised me more than anything else, Biden is leading in Texas.
Yeah.
That is a very red state. For a Democrat to be leading there, you know, makes you
And you need
wonder.
Independents. And the question is how do you attract those independents back to your fold?
Right, right. You know, well, I think the law and order issue is probably going to be key.
More major food brands are now buying to the business of being in the business of political correctness out there. We'll have the latest coming up. Joe Biden has another major gaffe. We got those. And the national anthem is also now being targeted as well. So we've got a lot of these coming up in just a few moments. Again, national anthem and more major food brands, and one of them has to be Nestle chocolate. Oh,
racism. SMH,
yeah. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are looking pretty good, but we do have some construction work on 95 northbound right before and after Bush Drive. The two right lanes are blocked, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 96. Some clouds this evening with a low of 76. Right now it's 71 degrees.
A coronavirus update brought to you by A Army Navy Depot at San Juan and Blanding. Another record day across Florida for new COVID-19 cases. 5,500 new cases were reported in the last 24 hours. A record for Duval County as well. 217 new cases. The percentage of positive tests also took a jump from around 10% to almost 16%. Florida has now seen more than 109,000 cases since this began. Duval County, just over 3,400. St. John's County, 548. Clay County, 523. And Nassau County, 128 cases. Some businesses are reevaluating their decision to open, and some are closing as they find a spike in infections in their place of business. While there are no plans for going back to safer at home measures, we are encouraged to wear a mask when you cannot remain socially distant and continue to wash your hands frequently. Those precautions can help stop this spike in infections and allow us to get back to normal much quicker. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
Hey, Army Navy Depot at San Juan and Blanding is open 7 days a week. A Army Navy Depot has multi-wrap face coverings, bandanas, and coalition scarves. Custom coronavirus t-shirts and tank tops are available. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with camo clothes for adults and kids, prepping, bushcrafting, camping, and survivor needs. Military flags and pins, security, DOC, and first responder gear. A Army Navy Depot opens 7 days a week, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New poll shows Joe Biden beating Trump with help from independents. With new spikes from COVID-19, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there are no plans on moving to Phase 3 as of yet. And more food brands are changing their names and logos to combat racial bias.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
18 minutes after 6 a.m., what is the cancel culture? What does that mean? What is it?
It's over.
Is it over? Is that what it is?
It's over.
Typically, it means if you're on social media, this is one example of it, and you say something that someone doesn't like, they delete you as a friend.
Is that what it is?
You're done. Right. Once you're deleted, you're gone.
Right.
That's right.
Or their efforts to get you fired from your job.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Kat Hernandez in the studios with us, very well-known radio personality out of Georgia. You can go take a look at her stuff on Facebook at Kathy Talk. Anyway, so she's hanging out in the studios with us today. Yeah, so I never got into the whole definition of what woke, I'm just like, really? And the cancel stuff? But I mean, because the reason why we're asking this story is because guess what's next? I mean, this was supposed to be about police brutality. Okay, fine. George Floyd, by all means. Now it doesn't stop. We're going to have Confederate monuments. We're not even talking about reparations. Now the idea, are you ready for this, is the national anthem. Here's a clip from Ed Henry from America's Newsroom that now those that say it is full of racism, and why not just stop? Because we wanted to go after our Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima and also go after Nestle chocolates. Wait to hear this story coming up next. The national anthem needs to be removed. Some of those in the media are saying this.
It might be time to finally replace the Star Spangled Banner with a new national anthem. They write, so if the Star Spangled Banner goes the way of the Confederate flag and Gone with the Wind, what should America's new national anthem be? Whatever it is, historian and scholar Daniel Walker says there should be a formal vetting process to make sure the next anthem does not have a terrible past. That the issue that's out there is that part of the lyrics refer to slaves not being able to escape. There have been critics saying that the Star Spangled Banner doesn't show enough diversity.
Compared about when it was written? So anyways, the Yahoo Music editor-in-chief. Now, we use a lot of Yahoo's news on the show. The editor-in-chief of the Yahoo Music, Lindsay Parker, noted that Francis Scott Key, the composer of the Star Spangled Banner, had a history of derogatory comments about those in the black community and was a known slaveholder out there. And by the way, I did not realize this, that the Oklahoma-born singer Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land, I didn't realize that was racist as well. So they asked former congressman and former federal prosecutor Trey Gowdy. Trey's like, wait a second. 24 hours ago, you all are now starting to be offended by the national anthem?
Because what started as a legitimate conversation about inequities in our justice system is now morphed into let's just change the entire country and change the entire culture. And I believe in participatory democracy. And if people want to change things, more power to them. The Star Spangled Banner hasn't changed. And up until about 24 hours ago, I never heard anyone offended by it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, by the way, as much as I probably should know this, Roger, what segment of that is considered racist.
Well, you know, I did hear a while back during the whole Colin Kaepernick controversy, back when it was fresh, that there is a stanza in the national anthem that no one ever knows about because it's in the long version that no one sings that may have some type of racial connotation to it, but no one thinks about
that. Do you know where this is going next? I'm telling you.
It's been edited.
I know. But
what's the problem?
Do you know where this is going next? That now anything, it doesn't matter. If your mama's baby's cousin's junior nephew from 40 years ago owned a couple of slaves, unfortunately, back in the day, that means you should be disqualified to run for office and things like that. I'm telling you, because it's very unfortunate what has happened in the past. But if you were part of that U.S. Constitution, this is what's going to happen. Oh, we need to make that nullified and void. It doesn't mean anything because it was done by those that own slaves. So that means that the First, Second, and the Tenth Amendments, which whatever one you like, is no longer applicable today. Because why? Well, some of those guys that wrote it owned slaves.
Some of everybody in America owned slaves back in the day. That was a whole industry. For 400 years.
So here's one of the New York Times.
An op-ed in the New York Times drawing so-called dividing lines around TV outlets' decision to air the national anthem.
Listen to this. The piece actually suggests that broadcasters are encouraging overt allegiance to the Star-Spangled Banner has become one of the lines that separate blue and red America. They say it divides America.
Allegiance separates red and blue America.
All right, I mean, first off, like, it's like these Confederate monuments here locally. Roger and I, like, we never knew they were there. We don't find it offensive. It doesn't make us want to drive off in a ditch and get all worked up from some woke or cancel culture out there.
Yeah,
but the national anthem?
Yeah, exactly. You know, put the whole country on suicide watch because they found out that from 100 years ago. But what country doesn't have things that are not proud of in their past? I think what we need to be proud of, all the progress this country has made over the decades and over the centuries to where we are today. I mean, who could ask for anything more than that?
So here's the question. If NFL comes back this year, which it probably will, and I hope it does, is the news media, are they going to cover that? Because there's going to be more people kneeling down. You watch. You think the news media is going to cover that?
Absolutely.
You're going to show the video?
And then all of the owners and stuff are going to be obliged to then either kneel or not say anything about it. Whereas before they were saying, well, kneel, protest, do what you need to do. Just keep it in the locker room. If you don't want to come out.
Do any more of the games have a moment of silence? Sometimes you have a moment of silence or prayer.
I don't think they do that.
Uh-huh. They may take 8 minutes, though, I'm just saying.
You're right. That's, you know, we could expect that probably.
Here's the thing. If you're going to kneel down, why don't you kneel down during the 8 minutes?
Well,
instead of during the national anthem.
You can do that, and we can all take a bathroom break.
All right, so anyway.
Then we're going to see a lot of PSAs during the games on, you know, all the social justice contributions the teams are making.
Yeah, even though you may be in your 30s or 40s, some of you that go to a football game in the 50s, but we need to remind you because you probably have an unconscious bias. It's already installed in you. So we're going to remind you and educate you about racism.
So you could be woke.
Yeah.
We all need to be woke.
All right, 25 minutes coming after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some light traffic on 95 southbound getting on to 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Hazy skies and a high of 96. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Some people think that good stewardship means giving everything you have. It's amazing how accumulation of wealth does seem sometimes to have a negative effect on some people's personality. I think God speaks very strongly to the non-believers in James 5:1. Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of your misery that is coming upon you. Christians are not immune from falling into the traps of foolishness that can come from the temptations of accumulating wealth, but Christians are called to understand the ownership of that they accumulate.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard us talk about the 5-year warranty on all the watches we sell, but really to talk about guarantees and warranties, you have to look at our history of over 90 years in business. Underwood's entire reason for existence is and has been to offer the finest things, which will bring such satisfaction that both the giver and the receiver will want to come back, and hopefully they'll tell their friends about us. To do this means we've got to try our hardest to satisfy every customer, and all of our people understand that. Now, I'm sure over the years we've made a few mistakes, but we've never failed to make good on any Underwood piece that was returned to us with a legitimate problem. Our entire reputation wouldn't mean a thing if we didn't conduct ourselves that way. Simply put, conducting our business with honesty and integrity is a lot more important to Underwoods and our customers than all the guarantees, warranties, and other contrived legal obligations in the world. And you have our word on that.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The morning show does a lot of charity events for a lot of groups out there, City Rescue Mission and other groups as well. Coming up, this one we sponsor every year, the First Coast Friends of the NRA, Saturday night, August the 8th. They call it a banquet. It's more like a cookout. Everybody's going to show up in jeans and stuff. You can win a lot of guns. I'm looking at some of these right here. I mean, you got, what is it, a 45-70 NRA seal? You can win, looks like a 30-30 Raj, like the old Westerns. You can win. Now, this isn't coming from us. This is coming from the Friends of the NRA. Folks, you can win a lot of guns out there and prizes and things like that. I'm going to purchase a couple of tables, so it's no cost to you. If you email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, hundreds of you will be emailing me, okay? This is only for maybe 8 at a table. So if this is one of the things you just want to come and hang out, ain't happening. You got to be gun-toting.
Okay.
Now, I'm taking Roger.
Concealed weapons permit holder.
No,
right?
You don't have to be that. Just learn some guns. But if you email me, ed@wbob.com, again, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, 5:30, this is going to be it's going to be the Ramallah American Club on Parental Home. Now, there are sponsorships and things like that out there as well. You can buy tickets. You can also go to the Facebook.com, look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. But some of you, if you think you're worthy enough, shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. All proceeds go to charities as well. And, man, you can win, not from us, but a lot of the guns out there. I'm talking 9mm, Kimbers, and, of course, Berettas and everything else out there. It's going to be Saturday evening, August the 8th. You go, Ed, hey, man, I shoot, and I would like to come to this thing. I've got some free tickets. So if you email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, we'll see if we can get you, Ed. Coming up next, more major food brands buy into the business of political correctness. Wait, Nestle Chocolate is now on the list. We'll have all this coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott hitting the pause button on lifting coronavirus restrictions. It follows a surge of cases in Texas. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis insisting that he is not going to impose statewide mask requirements or delay reopenings. President Trump says that coronavirus deaths are way down, even as the number of cases is on the rise. President writing on Twitter, mortality rate is one of the lowest in the world. Congressional Democrats and Republicans remain at loggerheads over police reform. A Democrat bill cleared the House, but would not be expected to be approved in the Republican-led Senate. And Democrats previously sought stalled a Republican police reform bill in the Senate. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 59 points, while NASDAQ futures are 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Throughout Florida, there have been over 3,300 deaths out of more than 114,000 coronavirus cases. Out of over 3,700 infections, 64 people in Duval County have died as a result. The University of North Florida is now requiring everyone to wear a mask on campus, all parts of the campus, including outdoor areas, all of the time. The only exceptions are individuals working alone in closed rooms. Lots of new pictures in the child abuse case against a former Jacksonville-based Navy Petty officer have just been released. Breonna Williams was also charged with evidence tampering and lying to police after her 5-year-old daughter's remains were discovered in Alabama last fall. The new images show that location, as well as the inside of Williams' apartment. What exactly happened to the child, that still isn't clear. Williams' next court date is this coming Tuesday. She's pleaded not guilty. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to see some light traffic on 95 southbound getting on to 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Hazy skies and a high of 96. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now, it is 70 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Senate confirms Trump's 200th judge. Treasury sent stimulus checks to 1 million dead people, worth $1.4 billion. And the U.S. Supreme Court gives the Trump administration several key victories on the wall, immigration, and those seeking asylum.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Several of you know that you can call me Uncle Sugar because everybody wants free stuff all the time. Do not call me about free stuff to the RNC convention. I'm not. It ain't happening, okay? Because I'm not monitoring your...
You're not even getting in. I am, but you're not, right?
Well, that's true. But anyway, I just want them all to come to me. Anyway, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Kat Hernandez is a well-known radio personality out of Georgia is hanging out with us this morning. You can always take a look at her stuff on Facebook.com. Look at Kathy Talk. So the bottom line is that everyone's asking, hey, can you get me this? Well, first off, I don't know who any of you are, and I don't know what your personality may be, and I'm not going to let you embarrass me or Roger. You can embarrass Roger, just don't embarrass me. So it's just, you know.
I can take it.
Yeah. So
you can take it dealing with him all day. I know that one.
It's a regular
just
thing.
The mornings, not
but
all day.
I just have a quick question. Yeah. Is the uncle the related to the sugar daddy? Is that the...
Well, you know, that's an old thing. It's an old adage. They say
sweet uncle.
They well, no, it's the same thing that we used. It was a comment made about the government. They used to call him Uncle Sugar. Because like Uncle Sam, so one of my female friends, don't just call him Uncle Sugar, because with all of us just wanting, you know, to get a sweaty wad of money, hey, why do we have to do certain things? So that's where the coin.
So it's like the rebranding that they're trying to do now of America and all our products.
We're going to get to that coming up here. 831-0600 Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, let's do it. Continue on the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Kat Hernandez in the studios with us today. Listen to this. We were able to pick up this clip from Tucker Carlson tonight on the Fox News Network here. The victims of the protest, we talk about this, the autonomous zone. It's funny, they call it autonomous zone, the occupational zone. It's kind of weird, you know? So anyway, listen to a 911 phone call Fredericksburg, Virginia. And if you can't hear it, I will tell you what was said. Listen to this clip.
Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's a 911 call recorded earlier this month. A woman called Tara Durant took her young daughter on errands downtown. As the two tried to drive home, a mob surrounded their vehicle and blocked it from moving. Several people jumped on Durant's car and screamed obscenities at her child. Terrified, Tara Durant called 911. And here's the response she got.
They're on my car, right? They're on my car right now.
But we would suggest you slowly drive through the area. Don't hit anyone with your vehicle.
I cannot.
Okay. So, Case, this is the way the audible is. So, the 911 dispatcher says, we'll just slowly drive through and don't run over anybody. All right. Listen to more of the clip.
Get out of here. Okay.
Be patient. I'll let the officers know, okay?
Are you serious?
The city told us that we can't do anything, ma'am. The city told us that this is a sanctioned event.
we can't do anything, ma'am, because the city told us that the protest was a sanctioned event. Really? I like to see the permitting for that.
There's no permit to jump on someone's car with a woman and a child inside, defenseless, and she can't do anything.
The police can't help.
It's an act of terror.
It gets better.
Not?
Yeah. Listen, here's more.
My car. You know, this is going to get dangerous. I got a kid here.
Yes, ma'am. It was just that you call up City Hall to let them know about your frustration.
Wow. Call City Hall.
Unbelievable.
And let them know in City Hall
about your frustration. It gets better. Listen.
No! This is getting scary. They're on my car. And I got a little girl in the car crying. Are you kidding me?
They're on my car.
Hey, ma'am, the best we can do is have you call City Hall. Folks, where in the world? Can you imagine this happening in Florida and some of these areas? This would not happen.
Nope.
And by the way, the cops are getting ambushed down in Tampa. Mm-hmm. The cops are getting protests in some of the other areas. And all of this, I'm going to tell you something. You wanted the protests. People were on board with this. This is getting to be overkill now. Most people in about the next couple weeks aren't going to go along with this stuff.
It's a completely different thing from a peaceful protest and rioting and endangering the lives of people and attacking police officers. I saw that photo of the police officer in Tampa with his face bloody. That made my blood boil.
Yeah. Remember this, what took place about a week and a half ago about the Aunt Jemima brand? Now it's going to be changed.
Spill your face at breakfast for more than a century will soon be a thing of the past. Quaker Oats, which is owned by Pepsi, announcing that they're getting rid of the 130-year-old Aunt Jemima brand, famous for pancake mixes, maple syrup, and other breakfast food.
Well, guess what? More major food brands are now changing their names, logos, they say, to combat racial bias. You know, we talked about this over a week ago, where Quaker Oats announced Aunt Jemima rebranding. Now a number of well-known food brands say they're going along with it. Land O'Lakes. How do you know, with the Native American name Mia? Well, now the new design for its packaging, they have omitted the imagery of the Native American woman, as we talked about with Aunt Jemima. Uncle Ben's Quaker Foods now is removing its image and changing its name, of course, as we said. They say that they're going to be updating the, quote, visual identity of the brand. Mrs. Butterworth. Conagra Brands, which owns Mrs. Butterworth and Pancake Mix, has now said a complete brand and repackaging are in review. And the only reason why they used it today, Kat, was because it was meant to evoke the images of a loving grandmother.
What's wrong with Mrs. Butterworth?
I don't know.
Hello, thank you. I love Mrs. Butterworth. But not only that, like, what are we going to become then? So now we're going to have, like, yellow labels, blue labels, red labels. Are we going to get into, like, color
coding? The blue labels will be for the Dems and the red will be for the Reds.
That's what I'm saying.
The company says its packaging will no longer feature the controversial Aunt Jemima image. In a statement to NBC News, Quaker Oats writing in part, "We recognize Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. While work has been done over the years to update the brand in a manner intended to be appropriate."
First off, who made it controversial? And by the way, Roger was telling, did you say on the other day or was it last week? But Roger and I, we talk a lot during the commercials. Tell me who was, there was a small news reporter, who was the first group to be offended by taking down Aunt Jemima? Tell the audience.
Her descendants, her grandson, you know, he's the sense of pride. You know,
right?
You go to the grocery store.
Yeah, the family.
Yeah, that's my grandmother, children, that they
Several members, I understand, were ticked off.
She died a wealthy woman because of the branding of the Aunt Jemima brand back
in
the...
Maybe that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stimulate the economy. So now you got to employ all these marketing companies to do rebranding and everything else.
Oh, it's a conspiracy,
maybe that's
right?
What it is.
So listen to this. Cream of Wheat, B&G Foods, the makers of Cream of Wheat, released a statement acknowledging concerns over its logo. So they say they're going to reevaluate that as well. Eskimo Pie, we talked about this a couple of days ago. The brand of ice cream introduced in 1921. The marketing group of the company, Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream, say they're going to change that as well. Here's the new one now that has just come out. Nestle Candies. A spokesperson for Nestle Candy explained that the conglomerate is reviewing 25,000 items produced in the company's portfolio of 2,000-plus brands because of the increase the eye. This is what the article says, for the increased awareness around the appropriate brand names in visual language.
Why aren't they more concerned with the content of what's in this?
Now, the reason, when I read this story real quick, guys, when it says on the visual language of Nestle, what's the color of Nestle?
Chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Brown.
It's dark.
Chocolate?
And I'm like, well, wait a second. I mean, that's how I know Nestle. Yeah. Like, for example, I don't eat fast food or the candy. Sometimes if my sugar level's down. But the Three Musketeers is in the silver thing. That's how I know Three Musketeers. Reese's is in an orange brand out there. So here's another one here. Nestle is rebranding its Redskins, Chicos, and what? Now you're Puerto Rican. What was the other one called? Besa de Negra, which is means a kiss from a black woman. How do you pronounce it?
Beso de Negro.
So this, you like that, right?
So
it is to eliminate racial stereotyping out there, and so now they're going to get rid of all of this. So the brand new one is Nestle out there.
Nestle, in my view, guys, they are just riding this gravy train. You know, advertising is expensive, and if they can get some free publicity out of this all over the news, they'll take it. There's nothing racist about Nestle chocolate.
It's a bunny. Who doesn't want a bunny?
Okay.
Here, listen to the professor, a Cornell professor, Rashay Richardson. She says things like the Aunt Jemima bottle and that of Uncle Ben's rice triggers people in a very bad way.
Cornell University's Dr. Rashay Richardson recently wrote a New York Times article, "Can we please finally get rid of Aunt Jemima?"
Children, you know, going with their parents to the grocery store can still see images, this retrograde image of black womanhood on store shelves. And it's an image that harkens back to the antebellum plantation. It's rooted in plantation. It is urgent to expunge our public spaces of a lot of these symbols that, you know, for some people are triggering and represent terror.
All right. I got a news for you. Now, we've heard from those that are in the elderly community, those in the black community. We've heard them on the show and things like that. And most of them, it was just like, hey, yes, there were things like done back in the day. But I got news for you. Nobody talks about this. I don't know one person that walks by an Aunt Jemima bottle, Mrs. Butterworth whatsoever, and somehow an Uncle Ben's rice.
Why don't we just call them vintage? Vintage is popular. We should rebrand these as vintage. I love those bottles.
Right. Hold on. It's not the name. It's how it looks now is what they're saying.
The bottle itself of the Mrs. Butterworth, you can't the race is.
Okay, let's say, real quick. Does the Aunt Jemima look, so I guess you would take away the look and the name Jemima, correct, Raj? But you would keep maybe Aunt Vintage, whatever you want to call it. But on the Uncle Ben's, you would still keep the name, just change the way it looks, I guess, right?
You know, if you go back to the history, these were all expressions of empowerment of minorities back in the time when they were overcoming. Yeah, you take a lady who was born a slave and you take it to make a national brand
out of her,
make her a millionaire as a result. That's something to really be proud of.
That was like progress.
I know.
It's a representation of the mixture of people that we have here, and you get to buy a product. Nobody thinks about that anymore. No one.
Remember when they used to have the Wheaties and Charles Barkley was on there or Air Jordan?
You wanted to be strong.
But I'm not going to buy it. Oh, wait, you're not going to buy it because there's a black guy on the cover? No, I'm just not a fan of Wheaties.
I don't like the Wheaties. Sometimes they're too hard.
So a lot more of this coming up and just a little bit. So the whole thing is the whole rebranding. Nestle Chocolate, quote, the article says that the way it looks of the visual language, I'm thinking, what are you going to do? Make it purple? So anyway, we're going to have a lot more of this. Guess what? Joe Biden does another gaffe.
Oh, my gosh.
This one, you heard this before we got on the air tonight.
I haven't heard it yet.
This one is a great one. It has to do with another COVID terminology here. Well, not terminology, but a number out there. Roger, I'm going to set. Roger even heard us. We'll do all of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Rechanging, rebranding, all this nonsense out there. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are looking pretty smooth. Jerry, what's going on with you?
Traffic on San Pablo and Atlantic is looking really good right now. Eastbound.
Thanks, Jerry. Enjoy your drive and your Friday. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Hazy skies and a high of 96. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 75. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. but we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
What are the true origins of Black Lives Matter and Antifa? We'll discuss with Peter Schweitzer on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Plus, Boris Epstein will analyze what is John Bolton truly up to. Then Tom Homan, latest update from the border and the wall. And then lastly, Jennifer Horn with her crazy California update as usual.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With new spikes from COVID-19, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there are no plans on moving to Phase 3 as of yet. More food brands are changing their names and logos to combat racial bias. And new polls show Joe Biden beating Trump with help from independents.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, where are we at? We're at 49 minutes after 6 a.m., 831-0600, email address, ed@wbob.com. Joe Biden did it again.
I knew if he became the nominee, this would be the fun, listen, the I most fun become, election.
Everybody thinks, you know, because Trump, I know Trump doesn't have the biggest vocab, neither do I. But having said that, Joe Biden, I finally admitted it, Joe Biden is entertaining as anything.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to what he said about the number of deaths that have occurred with COVID-19. He calls it COVID-9. Here we go.
Not only is the healthcare piece, but people don't have a job. People don't have anywhere to go. They don't know what they're going to do. And a lot of people you have unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Did you hear
half
that?
The U.S. population.
It's a pandemic.
Exactly.
120 million have died.
That is a lot of people.
From COVID-19.
Georgia, Florida, even in Texas. But I'm going to spend my life campaigning for other Democrats. In 2018, I campaigned.
He was back in 1918.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Dealing with studies relating to what these viruses are likely to be in the future. There's more than one, you know, coronavirus. This COVID-9 is one strain.
It's getting real.
This is the one I really like, not the AR-14. But remember, listen to this one. Hold on. President Trump put me in charge of the stimulus. And you can tell he was in charge. Listen to the amount he got messed up.
We were in office and we had the financial meltdown. The president put me in charge of getting out the recovery money, which was 89 billion dollars. I guess it came to 84 at the end. 84 billion.
Give or take. He's about $1 trillion off.
Well, it was like 84, 85, that
800.
It's important where you put the decimal.
Yeah.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want
That's
something.
That's the best part of Charlemagne. You know, the bottom line is, I will tell you this, as a conservative, I thought some of my conservative friends overdid this. Or, oh, look at Joe Biden. He's making racist comments. You know what? Joe Biden, Roger, if I'm wrong, tell me. He was just trying to be hip.
Here's the thing. You know, there's racism and then there's gaffes. You don't really mean anything by it. I try to look at the motive behind the statement, and I don't believe personally that Joe Biden's a racist.
Do you think
we could just talk all day about him not being a racist, but he's hilarious. Kind of like creepy Joe. I mean, what about sniffing people and hugging a little too tight, but wife, his sister? Like, what's going on?
Let me focus on this. What I'm getting at is that I don't think there was any racism whatsoever right there.
No, I think he just
he was trying to be
out the side of his neck. And because he was vice president to the first black president, he probably thought it was cool and okay.
52 minutes. Recent poll numbers, by the way. Here's the question about taking down monuments. Again, this is a story we talked about a little bit on yesterday's show. This came from Harvard University. This was the new Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 58% of those nationwide survey said that they believe that the statues of Confederate figures should remain despite nationwide calls to take them down. Here's my question. We see a lot of this happening. If it's going to happen, you know what? If the city council votes in favor of it, fine. You know, I abide by that. Don't have to agree with it. But do you think if a poll number's out that, like, let's say 60% of those in St. Augustine or in Jacksonville came out and says, don't do it or else we're going to vote you out of office, you still think they would have support to take them down? What do you think?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think that the politicians do look at poll numbers and that
in
those elections.
I think that if they cared, they would have done the poll first.
Yeah.
Before most usually do, by the way, down. I mean, that's the way it goes.
53 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north right at 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
As if we need something else this year, hurricane season is upon us. A couple of tips to help you prepare. Have the basics ready and waiting. As the storm approaches, the rule of thumb is to have 3 to 5 days worth of food, water, medicine, fuel, and any personal items you may need. Diapers, wipes, pet food, charcoal, and lighter. Get all of that early. It all gets pretty scarce once the storm is spotted. Get a waterproof container big enough to hold cash and your important papers. Early preparation makes all the difference. This message brought to you by
Maddo Seafood and Caribbean Restaurant has seafood so good it's madness. Maddo Seafood Restaurant on Old St. Augustine Road has Caribbean favorites and seafood 6 days a week. Grilled shrimp with fried plantains and Maddo potatoes, or grilled shrimp with onions, or how about curry chicken with rice and cabbage, oxtail, jerk chicken, or wings. Mandarin has a bona fide Caribbean and seafood restaurant. Maddo Seafood and Caribbean Restaurant. Open for takeout, Old St. Augustine Road, a half block south of San Jose.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try The Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
People having fun that they can go out and pull down a statue and have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering. Say, oh my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down a statue of a Civil War general who fought for the South. You know, black people, in my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this. White Americans seem to think that if they just do sort of emotionally or drastic things, that black people are going to say, oh, my God, white people love us.
I wanted to play that clip. We got a lot of emails on this yesterday. That was Black Entertainment founder Robert Johnson. Now, I didn't realize, you said he's the first black billionaire?
Yeah, first black billionaire in America. Yes. I think Oprah has now joined the club, and there may have been a couple of others.
So the BET, so he was being interviewed, I think it was on Fox Nation, about some of the events and things that were taking place. And he just said, listen, to all of you out there in the white community, just do you think that you're adopting a measure that we've been championing? Don't act like that, you know, you're doing us a favor right there. This is what he said about taking out of the Confederate monuments. He says it's not going to change anything in the black community.
Look, the people who are basically tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, are basically borderline anarchists, the way I look at it. They really have no agenda other than the idea we're going to topple a statue because what? It's not going to close the wealth gap. It's not going to give a kid whose parents can't afford a college money to go to college.
Yeah, this is what I keep asking. I mean, if you want to take it down, if the voters decide, I may differ with it, but I do understand the will of the voters. And hey, they voted in favor. They got to live with whatever they like. The repercussions or the success of it. Just tell me, what is taking down a monument? That's all I'm asking. If this is the top-tier issue, I can't believe this is the top-tier issue for many of those in the black community. I mean, even if you wanted to throw reparations as a discussion, okay, that's fine. But the bottom line is tearing down a monument is going to do what for you economically?
It's not about economics. It's about the visuals. It's about superiority. It's about authority.
What is the visuals?
The visual is, this is a representation of some authority figure or some white supremacist that had over them, their ancestors, and to continue having it is like subliminal messaging. This is how they think. I could care less about
that. Yeah, but you want to know something? but Roger Tate, I mean, subliminally, what? Most people walk by, hey, where's the hot dog stand? They're not.
Listen.
They don't know of a Confederate monument.
If there's no water shooting out of the thing, I don't notice it.
Okay. Cat's the one that takes the money out instead of putting money in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I'd be like, ooh, pennies.
All right. More coming up next. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. A comment by one of the local presidents of the Black Lives Matter catches a lot of national attention. We have all those coming up, plus your phone calls, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.